This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Howdy.
We do not have a funny prepared tape for the opening of the show. We do have a couple of public service announcements.
Oh, good.
From CBS.
Well, that's always nice. I think that's good that we help the public.
This is not a gag. We are owned by CBS. These are real PSAs.
Right. Good.
Roll it, please.
There are increasing numbers of AIDS cases in retirement communities. You didn't think retirees were just playing golf and bridge, did you? Isn't it time you spoke to your parents or grandparents about safe sex? CBS cares.
Your parents and...
It's not a joke, Mike.
That's right.
If this is true, you have my sympathy.
Your parents and... Isn't it about time you spoke to your parents and grandparents?
Did you ever think you'd hear that?
Jeez, I didn't think I'd ever hear that.
There's a second one, too.
There are increasing numbers of AIDS cases in retirement communities. You didn't think you needed to talk to your parents or grandparents about safe sex, did you? CBS cares.
Wow. Sure does.
All right.
I believe I know that gentleman. That's Hector Elizondo.
That's
great. Yeah. Maybe I'm not so inclined.
You know who that is, Don? Any fish you wish.
Anyway, glad to play those. Let's roll it one more time for the seniors, especially down in South Florida.
My favorite line from Hector Elizondo, I got to get a fresh toothpick.
There are increasing numbers of AIDS cases in retirement communities. You didn't think retirees were just playing golf and bridge, did you?
No.
Isn't it time you spoke to your parents or grandparents about safe sex? CBS cares.
I'm sure they do.
Now, this is the way it's going to be.
I will not.
The Don and Mike Show.
I will.
What the heck was that? All right.
I'm trying to use the phone!
I think we're going to open up the phones.
Are you out of your mind?
It could be a terrible mistake.
That white man made a terrible mistake.
Uh-huh. It could be.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
That was awesome.
Awesome.
Surya ya viene llegando.
Let's get our Christ on. Let's kick it, Jesus style.
Hi there.
Y'all want to walk with the ultimate rebel, right? The ultimate CEO, biggest celebrity of them all. Who's down with G-O-D?
Yeah.
Why does everybody hate me so much?
And this announcement, of course, is always for our audience.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Why, you mother-grabbing back?
What about weed? Is gonna be any weed?
Hi. How are you anyway, huh?
Hi. All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Who he?
Exactly. All right, here's the phone number.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm trying to use the phone!
Gay sex, whoa.
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 What glorious goo.
Why men's rooms?
Looks like baby vomit.
Oh, here's Big Ed, everybody.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
All right, Big Ed, and hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. Well, I was kind of before the question.
Is everybody happy?
I'm not happy.
I'm Paula.
Sorry about that, Paula.
The show's going to be funny.
That was not funny. Don't you stop laughing. That ain't funny.
That was very funny.
Are you out of your mind?
Gracias.
Which is gracias.
So anyway, this is the Don and Mike Show. Hi, little brains. And it's Wednesday. How are you anyway? Phone number, same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. The one-day phone restriction is over. We'll get to your calls in a moment.
Hopefully today is a better day.
I think it would be a wise move to start the conversation before we go right to the phone.
Maybe so. Like to discuss something that interests us?
Well, AIDS and senior citizens.
Something that has shocked me right at the beginning of the show. I can't believe it.
I understand.
I know, Duke.
Don't you have something to do?
I gotta give you an AIDS test.
Hurry it up!
All right, bend over, please.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
I always thought it was just golf and bridge. I really did. I really thought it was golf and bridge.
Not anymore.
I thought that's what it was.
Yeah, so did I, yeah. Duke.
Me too. All right, before we get to senior citizen AIDS,
yes.
Before we get to your phone calls, we never heard about your fat guy suit yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my fat guy suit.
Come on,
you know.
You came in yesterday all full of piss and vinegar, ready to tell us about
your
fat
guy depressed.
Suit.
Well, I'm depressed because I've gone up a size again, and, you know, we had this bet, and I've gone the opposite way. Psychologically, I've reacted in the polar opposite way. And, you know, I went in and had a discussion with my friend Reggie over at the clothing store next door to here. And Reggie said, you know, you're a regular. You're not a long. I said, no, I'm a long. I always wear a long. He said, no, you're a regular. And then he said, well, you know, it'll fit you better around the middle if you're a regular. And I realized suddenly that, you know, that I'm wearing a fat guy suit, that I'm wearing a super fat guy suit, and that, you know, it's the kind of suit that, you know, less than 6 months ago I was looking at, and I would have laughed at the suit as I put the jacket on. And now, you know, I like my clothing to hang on me. I don't like anything to even be touching my sides. When I button a jacket, I want that jacket to button all the way. And you know, I don't like the tailored thing. Even when I've lost weight, I like to have that kind of drape. You know, the drape.
Yeah.
I like my dresses to fit that way.
Room to move.
And I like my suit jackets to fit this way. And so
I like drape.
Now, normally I would sit there and I would say, well, you know, hang tight and don't rush out and buy fat clothes, but I've got this function coming up. It's the birthday of the Marine Corps, Don, and everybody should. Yeah,
happy birthday!
Thank you very much.
As you know, Mike is Mr. Marine on the show.
I truly am. Where do you see the haircut I'm getting for Friday?
How many tours of NOM did you serve?
You know, they all blur. It's all one big blur. And really, if I can be honest with
you, it's an ugly word, I know. But can I just say this?
Yes.
Mike killed more gooks than anybody I know who went to NOM.
Thank you very much. Would you like to hear my veteran joke?
There's a great picture of Mike with a bunch of heads on sticks.
We've heard this one, I think, on Make Us Laugh. It's my favorite joke. I keep it with me all the time.
Yes.
How many Vietnam veterans does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
You don't know, man. You weren't there.
Of course, that was back when his uniform said O'Mara, but everyone called him Sergeant Fury.
Sergeant Fury, yes. Right before I became a lawman.
Thank you, Doug.
No, it's a depressing situation when you're trying the boxy coat on. And, you know, you'll see the suit. I will be wearing the suit on Friday.
Oh,
I will come in here wearing the suit on Friday, and I will model it for you, and you will see that it is a boxy, fat suit. It's not plaid.
I think you should take
it's
the advice.
It's a plain black suit.
Black suit.
We've been through this before. I think you should take the advice of Peyton Manning. Have you seen one of those dumb commercials where it's like, Peyton Manning gives you advice?
Yeah.
And he turns around and he says, if you don't have six-pack abs and you're not 23 years old, you don't play football, well, buy a bigger shirt.
I do, and I have. And, you know, I hope that this suit will at some point be thrown into the back of the closet and gather dust and have moth bites in it.
Do you think it will fit by Christmas?
If it doesn't, I will not be wearing suits anymore. I will be wearing sweaters. I will be wearing stretchy sweaters.
Cosby sweaters.
I'm going to wear the Cosby sweater with the stripes on and eating the bow and the fat suit. Fat suit with the pants and the thing, and I'm looking forward to it.
Rob Spiewak.
What?
Rob Spiewak writes, perhaps give it to a friend. You're taller than me, though. That won't work.
We can have an alteration.
But I don't know. I think it's a little short, too. It's a little short, and my butt kind of shows on it. You know, and I don't have I don't have a fat butt. I have a fat gut. All my weight is right here, as most men have their weight. They carry their weight in their midriff.
Is the coat short and the pants short? Or
yes,
just
yes.
The
pants come about midway up my shin. The pants come
That's
about.
Well, then wear
short.
White socks.
And, it's one of those three button deals too.
It is a.
I don't like the three button suit.
Me neither.
Slow, goddamn arduous process to lose weight. We started that bet on August 30th.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I've really tried really hard as I can.
I know.
I lost 12 pounds.
Good for you.
That's amazing.
That's wonderful.
Pounds.
That's wonderful. I'm
but
happy
wow,
for you.
It just seems to me like with all the hard work, it should be
Yeah, but,
more.
But you've been sticking to it, and I've been eating Peking duck. That's my problem. My problem is my weekends. I am not disciplined on the weekends, and I'm not disciplined during the week. And until I can get my discipline...
The rest of the time, though.
There you go. Other than that, you're...
Otherwise, I'm perfect. Otherwise, I'm absolutely perfect. For example, I ate a sensible breakfast today, stayed within my little points, ate a sensible lunch today, and now it's the rest of the day. And if Joe sees me foraging, which I'm often want to do at about 5 p.m. Eastern time, I normally, go back there, and that's when I get into trouble. That's when I get into trouble. Done. Nice job.
There must be.
I bet you lose the weight.
You're talking to me now.
Yes.
You're talking to me.
Yeah.
I'm there. There must be more eating than just the occasional handful of snacks.
Of course
work.
There is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just said that.
The duck.
Peking duck.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have Peking duck every night of the week.
No,
though.
I don't, but that's enough to do it. That's a pound every couple of weeks or so. You know, that's a net gain. That's not a net loss. You're not losing.
A lot of fat.
You know, went back a couple of weeks ago. I had a 2-3 week period, dropped about 2 to 3 pounds, was feeling really good about myself. And then, you know, and then the weekends came. And, can't quit. You can't quit. You got to sort of try to be within that parameter. But, I mean, yesterday was an admit. Look, I knew that I wasn't going to lose the kind of weight that was going to make my semi-fat suit fit perfectly. So it was a moment of defeat for me, going out yesterday and having to get this suit because I really didn't want to look ridiculous.
But it shouldn't be, though. Because you should have, as I do at home, you should have like three different sets of clothes.
Various
I do.
Sizes.
Depending I do.
On, depending on how fat you are at any moment.
Right.
Like now, I'm able to get back into the clothes that 4 months ago I couldn't wear.
Yeah, and that's, you know what? And that's hearing that, I should seize onto that. I say, because it really, 10 to 12 pounds, that's what you can do. You immediately can go back into another size with 10 to 12 pounds. And 10 to 12 pounds, while it takes a few months to get there, it is a reachable goal, and that's what I have to psych myself in.
But I have failed before. I'm not friggin' Jack LaLanne here. I'm telling you, though, that's why I've also got, next to that, I've got the fat guy clothes.
Yeah.
So that if I go out, I've actually been at a point where I've been, by my looking in the mirror, well, first off, it's hideous. When I look in the mirror, it's like...
Right.
That white man made a terrible mistake.
Yeah, terrible mistake. I look at myself in the mirror. Awful. And I got to look at myself today in one of those things where there's a mirror behind me
Ooh.
And a mirror in front of me.
Uh-huh.
So I not only got to see my
Your bedroom, right?
Yeah. No, the kitchen, Mike.
Your dressing room? your dressing room here at the station.
I not only got a nice big look at exactly what the big back bald of my head, bald spot in my head looks like.
Uh-huh.
My big, gigantic jumbo neck, and then my ass, while not pimply,
yeah.
I must tell you, it looks like bad road.
Really?
What do you mean?
There are not folds.
Uh-huh.
There are not folds of fat.
Uh-huh.
It just looks like there's been a lot of work.
I see. Really?
Yeah.
Like it's kind of cottage cheesy?
No, I believe what it is, I was able to figure the problem out. With the changing weather,
uh-huh.
I have such delicate skin
right.
that because of the lack of humidity, that it gets so cold and so dry.
Very dry
when yeah. I wear my denims,
right.
as I am today, they brush up against my buttocks and makes them inflamed.
Oh, so you've got a little rash.
Yes.
You've got a little rash on your
I
butt.
See.
Well, you have a bigger butt than I do, and I have a bigger gut than you do. You've got a big butt. You've got the you've got a butt. You've got a butt.
Damn straight.
You've got a butt.
Damn straight.
You got back.
I got a man sized ass.
And I have no butt, which exemplifies the gut, in my opinion.
I just think that you should buy bigger clothes,
go out.
Well, I did yesterday.
But buy even bigger clothes, buy one size bigger, go out, and people will say, God, you are looking good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know how it is with me. With me, it's like I can lose weight, and people will still say, you're fat, or I can gain weight, and people say, hey, have you lost weight?
Mm-hmm.
I got that kind of, you know, head-to-toe thing, and people can't really tell. But I'm right now, believe me, I can tell. And it sucked. It sucked to get measured yesterday.
Yeah.
It sucked, and he takes the little tape out, and he gives me a little,
That was the end scene.
Yeah. Hey, good looking. Well, then he tried to sell me more stuff. Yeah. I bought two suits and a sport coat yesterday.
Don't feel bad. At least for you, they only have to use one tape.
Come on, you got it. You got
for me,
know.
They tie two together.
You got to know that as bad as you felt yesterday,
right?
You're not the fattest guy.
No, I feel healthy.
Good.
I feel very healthy. I do. I feel good.
Top of
I feel
your game,
good. Man. I feel light on my feet.
Can I light that for you?
I don't have a lighter.
When are you going to stop smoking again?
Soon. Soon.
I think we should just cut through all of this. You should just live your life.
I kind of do. That's
just
what I've been
be
doing.
Happy.
But see, I have been doing that, and it doesn't make me, in the long run, it doesn't always make me happy.
Yeah.
Because I do bitch about it. And you're right. I should either do either or. Carla says the same thing to me. You know, you should do either or. You should either stick with it or you know, live life and enjoy. My problem is that come the weekend time, when I've got, say, my brother-in-law coming into town and I've got my kids and we go out to dinner, I like to abbondanza. I like to eat. I like to have myself a good meal. I don't like to watch it. That's the only thing I don't like to do. I don't like to pay all that much attention to it, but I have
to. Then let's have a conversation for a second. What if you just took all restrictions off from now until the end of the holidays? I don't think you could gain much more weight. I mean, what? I mean,
of course I could.
I don't think so.
I could be on the Discovery Channel if I kept eating.
I don't think so. I think that you...
You mean you think, well, I have fluctuated like with about a 40-pound weight fluctuation my whole life.
You're going to be just right where
and
you
I'm are. I'm not as fat as I've ever been.
Why don't you just try it? Why don't you just
Because I'm close to being as heavy as I've ever been, and I don't want to be that heavy. That I don't want to do. I want to, you know, there's the mark.
Don't want to break
there's
that
the
record.
Mark I will not go over. There is the mark I will not go over, and I will not discuss that because I'm too vain. 500 pounds is
okay.
My limit.
That's where you draw the line.
I understand, but what if one day it comes to that?
Well, then you'll be the first to know.
No, and I didn't mean that like in a ball-busting way. I mean, you're close now to that number. Who cares about that number?
Well, I do.
Don't you think you'd be happier,
I don't
though?
Care about the number. I care about everything that goes along with it. I mean, I'm not oblivious to the fact that we are bombarded on a daily basis with this, lose weight type of thing where
sure.
It's, not only, and it's the great thing that everybody deals with. And, I just don't want to go, the route of anything dramatic where I have to, staple my stomach or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I want to do it but as you get older, it gets harder to do that.
Sure does.
That's what I'm saying. Why'd you just try to just be happy? I mean,
because that's not me.
In this regard.
Why do you think I was so uncomfortable with the Red Sox winning their second World Series? I'm used to total failure. I'm used to that total disaster where they come, and when it's overwhelming success and they're the team, I'm getting my head around that.
Embrace it then.
Embrace my weight?
Yes.
No.
Embrace it.
No. No.
Embrace it.
Nope. Not going to do that. I'm going to bitch about it. I'm going to complain about it. And that's what I do. You know what my friends say? You've heard it before.
What's that?
If I ain't bitching, I ain't breathing. It's the way it is.
Okay.
It's the way I am, and it's the way it is. And I hope that in a few months' time, I look back and I try that suit jacket on and I go, oh, my God. What was what was he thinking? What the hell was he thinking? But it's it's a finely tailored garment.
That's good.
And
that's
I should say this. I really should say this. As much as it's a slightly larger size than I really wanted, it is a finely tailored garment. Beautiful material.
That's important.
Like butter. And the shirts I'm in are the same shirts I've been in for 30 pounds. So that hasn't changed. The neck size. My neck is getting smaller as it struggles to support the weight of my head. As it struggles to support the fat weight of my head. And no, it's all here. It's right here.
Right up front.
Every bit of it. Look at my legs. I got the legs of an 18-year-old.
Look at this.
I got the legs of an 18-year-old.
See this? You know what this is?
You got the same thing.
No, but it's down. 75 sit-ups a day. That does it.
Hard work.
That is how I have lost the goddamn weight.
What, the sit-up specifically?
I think by targeting that area, sure.
Really?
Sure, I think so.
Well, like I'm up to 50. I'm up to 50 of those suckers. I can do 50. So, I mean, that's a good thing. I don't do regular sit-ups, though. I do it on that little thing that screwed my back up. I almost said the F word. That F'd my back up. But that, believe me, that's fine with me. I do, and I do 50 of those.
Well,
when I do them. No, but I had gotten up to that, and then that was last week that I had done that, and I haven't done, you know, diddly this week.
Well, I don't know. I mean, don't you get tired? I mean, that's why you should just embrace however you are.
No, I don't. How can you? It's not. I don't feel good. I don't feel good at this weight. I don't feel good at this weight. Everything's tight. I don't feel good.
Then do something about it.
Well, I'm trying.
No, you're not trying.
But I'm venting. And this is in some way therapeutic and helpful, but maybe it's not. Maybe the fact that I purged myself and I let it go,
yeah,
then it's like, ha, 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 fat guy in a little coat.
Just go with
it. I'm not Chris Farley weight. You know,
no, you're not. Just go with it. I think, really, you should just drop all this.
Yeah, well, it would be, just completely let myself go?
No.
I think I've done a pretty good job of that already.
I would agree with that. I don't mean that.
But I really haven't. I never have. I've never gone where it's just completely
right.
Where it's completely
sloppy.
Why'd you look at him?
I don't know.
Was it the thought of completely letting yourself go? Did you turn around and look to Rob?
Completely throwing it away.
Poor defenseless Rob wasn't even looking at you, had his back to
you. He's coming. No, don't look at me, please. Do not look at me.
Don't laugh so hard, it'll raise that heart rate up. I know between Don and I, we might have a hard time getting you out the door.
My, oh my.
I don't watch a thing I do, and I'm static. I'm where I'm at.
Right.
I don't think if you let yourself do what you wanted to do, you'd be fine.
That's kind of what I'm saying to you.
Find your center.
Listen,
I lost some weight when my ass exploded, but now I'm back to where I've been for years.
Right.
Except when I lost the weight. And that, you know what? It's so much more fun to put it on. I lost 70 pounds. I put on 80. And the 80, you would think, is hard work, but it's fun.
It's fun work.
It is.
Well, you know the restaurant I'm talking about, too.
Oh, yeah.
One that I went to a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
Well, that's dangerous. God. That's the danger zone, right?
That's the worst stuff you can put in your body, and it tastes the best.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean,
they chop its head off, and they dunk the whole thing into hot oil.
But it's the best Irish pub in Manassas.
I love this.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
My Asian customers love it.
Hello, this is reality speaking for a second. You don't gain weight just by going to one restaurant one day a week.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Well, now what do you have to do that for? What do you have to be the Jack LaLanne at the end there? You're the Jack. Why do you tell me something like I'm an idiot, like I don't know?
Because I'm rationalizing it. You did. You just
I'm not
said
rationalizing.
Just,
I'm saying that I'm fat. I'm saying said, I got a fat suit.
Then just be happy with it.
I can't be. Well, I can't.
Well, then
just
get
shut
off,
up about it.
Then get off your ass and do something about it, or go back to just being the happy clown that you are.
I am a happy clown.
I know you're a happy clown.
I'm a happy clown. It's just, it is the never-ending battle, or so it seems. And it requires, last night I was very bad. Oh. Very bad. You're right. It's not just the restaurant.
Of course not.
Tell us about last night.
It couldn't be.
You know what it's about last night? Effing Halloween. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
When Halloween's over, throw the stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it all away. If all the candy's not eaten, throw it away.
So eat fast.
Such a terrible holiday for me. It's worse than Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is overrated. It is always, you know.
You sound like Bob Barker.
Thanksgiving is overrated. No, and I mean this, and I know people will agree with me here. You know what they talk about? They talk about Thanksgiving. And you'll have the obligatory story on the local news where they come out and they say, now here are a few tips that you can have. These are a few tips that you can have at Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. You just want to eat the white meat turkey, and you don't necessarily want to eat the potatoes. That's not the holiday. That's one meal. You know what the problem holiday is?
What?
And a lot of fat people would tell you this.
Uh-huh.
The problem holiday is Halloween.
Halloween.
Because you buy a ton of candy, mm-hmm, and if it doesn't all get taken by trick-or-treaters, where does it go? Back into your house. I should say, back into your house.
But let me offer this.
Yes.
Thanksgiving through New Year's
yes, Doug,
sets up an entire 5-week period of eating and not just like
you're right.
But like grazing.
Yes.
Because there are the cookies and there are the leftovers and
but,
and gifts so,
but,
and
but,
things.
But that doesn't diminish the importance of Halloween. That kind of kicks it off.
Starts it.
And
oh,
that
that's...
brings that food, that that horrible food, which is candy, which you're not supposed to eat.
I hear white sugar is actually quite good for you. But not the brown stuff.
Uh-huh. Right. I should throw it. I should have it thrown away.
I think,
so it's
I think,
not tempting. I'm a big believer in that also.
Seriously?
If it's not in your house, you're not going to eat
that's
it.
That's right.
Or you
that's
could,
a very good. That's a very good.
I mean, we do have candy in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Candy.
And every night I have a treat every night. Uh-huh. No lie. Uh-huh.
Right.
But you know those tiny little Reese's peanut butter cups?
Yeah.
The little ones? Mm-hmm. Jan puts them in the freezer. I get three of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Big
it can
treat.
Be done that way.
That
it can
works.
Be done that way.
So
that
I
works.
Do get to feel like
and
I
that's,
have.
That's 6 points. That's 6 points if you're doing Weight Watchers. That's what I think they are.
Fine.
My advice to you is screw that points thing.
No, the points thing when I lost 40 pounds on it and when I was doing it. If I did it, if I stayed to the program, I lost 40 pounds. And I lost 40 pounds.
Yeah, but you're not going to stay with
just
it.
Just eating.
So screw the program.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a program to go back to. It's something that worked for me. So, I mean, if I screw that, I don't have anything else that I would, you know, I'm not going to try something
else. But you
already
blew it last night.
Yeah, but you know, you start again. You start again and you mm-hmm. try to do the best you can. That's what you try
every
to do.
Every day is a new beginning.
Right.
All right. Well,
I'll be here at Christmas time, talking to you gentlemen about how. Do you remember that discussion we had? And then you're going to see what I'm going to call right now the Christmas miracle.
I love miracles.
Christmas, and you know what that Christmas miracle is going to be?
What?
I commit to you today. What is today's date? Let me look on my watch here.
November.
It is the 7th.
7th. All
November
day.
7th.
All day.
I predict to you that by December 17th, I will be 50 pounds heavier than I am right now. No, I'm kidding.
I don't
I'm
think
kidding,
you can
of
do
course.
It, Mike.
No.
I don't try. Think you can.
I'm going to try. I didn't eat any of those pretzels they brought in the other day, and good. that was tremendous willpower.
It's all carbs.
But I'm still eating those Mike and Ikes. Oh, and Carla caught me last night when they fell out on my jacket. I came into the kitchen, and I hear, you know, I got to pull some change out. I come into the kitchen, and I take my jacket out, and you hear the... You know, oh, the chains falls out, and then like three Mike and Ikes. And she knew immediately. Mike and Ikes. Oh, that's crappy candy. Sugar is my enemy.
Busted.
Sugar is your friend.
Huh? No, sugar's my enemy.
Sugar
I think.
Is your
you know, who knows? Who knows the great secret? But the great secret is diet and exercise. But I think every body type has a specific kind of food stuff that really packs it on them. And I think sugar is what does it to me.
I hate to bring this up, but you know what the real enemy is?
What is?
It's our friend.
What?
Alcohol.
No.
Yeah. No, it is.
I wish I could say it was true, but
I got to tell you, I've had my usual, well, one double, but yeah, I've had my usual amount of booze, my regular non-alcoholic drink every mm-hmm. every night, continue to lose weight.
And I have lost tons of weight while maintaining my drinking.
But you know what the drinking does? It lowers.
I don't drink like you, though. I'll drink on the weekend. I'll have 300 beers on the weekend. And
but that will still metabolize to sugar and make you want more sugar.
It instantly turns to sugar.
You know what? You're right with the inhibitions the next day.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a good one, then that is the positively the worst time. Because mm-hmm. the next day, if you've had a few too many,
you want candy. Is sweets.
That's right. What you want. You want food of any kind.
Pies. Bring me pies.
Yep.
Lots of them.
So I'll keep you posted. But I'm ready to concede our bet.
Oh,
what was our
did.
Bet?
You already did.
What was our bet? What was the date on our bet? December?
It was by Christmas time.
Yeah,
by
last
Christmas
show,
time.
Yeah.
Yeah, December 15th.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you'd already conceded it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I'll catch you. What did we say? We were going to lose 20 pounds?
20 pounds by Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that'll be happening. No problem at all.
I'll call the surgeon.
Lipo.
5 weeks.
That's... May I ask about that?
You know,
that?
Like we got the
May
flu I... shots, you know, how about lipo?
May I inquire about that? Because I know, here's one thing about Mike. If it's free, it's him. Mm-hmm. You did have that.
If it's what?
If it's, you know that thing, if it's free, it's me.
Right.
I said it's free. It's free. If it's free, it's you.
Right.
If it's free, it's him.
If it's free?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember when you got that thing that was going to tell you if you're going to have a heart attack or not? That incredible, like, $800 body scan?
Oh, yeah, right.
What if one?
What
of
you mean the thing where the virtual physical?
Yes.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, what if you take it to the next level, and what if the station was to find a doctor that would give you lipo?
No. No. Don't. Not interested in having plastic surgery of any kind.
How about the bypass?
The bypass,
the stomach station.
Gastric bypass. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll risk my life for the show. No. Not interested. Thank you. No. I'm going to do it my way. Now I'm folding my arms really tight around my body because you all want to cut on me, and I don't like that at all. I don't want anybody to cut on me.
I don't want to cut on you. I want you to just be happy the way you are.
I am happy the way I am to an extent, but I could always be, you know, it's like if you totally give up and you say, hey, I'm fine and I'm not going to worry about it, that's when you cruise into that zone that I never want to cruise into. I always want to be fighting it. I always want to be battling it. I don't want to accept it and just completely throw caution to the wind, because then I will be on the learning channel. That is not what I want to be. I don't want to be the, you know, it's just like, oh, man, why did we have to have the studio? Why did we have to have the new studio built at the top of the stairs?
Have you fought?
I don't want to be that guy.
Have your armies against fat fought as hard as they possibly can?
Never. Never. They never have. They've never fought as hard as they can.
What would it take for those armies?
I could probably get myself into physical shape, not lose the weight. But I could probably get myself in, within a month's time, I could get myself into where I was doing the kind of exercise that I should. The only thing I will do, the only next step that I would actually really do would be, you know, what you've done all along, which is combine the two more. I've always, I go in and out of the dieting thing, but I never, ever stay with an exercise program because it bores the hell out of me. I hate those machines. I hate staying on those machines. And I got them. They're in my house. They're downstairs. It's easy to get to. I can do it morning or night, and I will do it tonight. Not tomorrow. I will do it tonight, and I will report on it tomorrow. I will let you know what I did. All right?
Call me and wake me and feed me a cherry pie as soon as Mike is done.
No, because honestly, you're a morning person. I am not a morning person. You get up, what, at 6 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, now with the time change.
You're like wide awake at 6 o'clock in the morning. I know because I've gotten the phone calls to prove it.
I got an instant message this morning from Buzz at 5:45 a.m., and I write back to him, what are you doing up? And he writes back, I hate the time change. Mm-hmm. And I write back, me too.
What time do you get up in the morning?
Now that we've changed the time, I wake up at 5 o'clock sharp. Before the time change, I woke up at 6.
6, so you get up early too.
It's just when I wake up. No alarm clock.
What the hell is wrong with you guys?
No alarm clock. That's just when I awaken.
I'm a night person.
Right.
A creature of the night.
That's true.
I've got business enterprises to attend
to.
That's
right.
I know you do.
In the dark of night.
Mm-hmm. Darker than a thousand midnights.
I think I have to, you know what? I have had success. I always think I have to exercise in the morning, and I think I have to exercise at night. You know when I lost a lot of weight when we were at the old joint? Uh-huh. Is when I used to we were doing the morning show. Damn it. No, we were doing the morning show.
That would be 17 or 18 years ago.
No, maybe it was. No, it was on my way into work. It was always before work. It was always before work.
Wow.
Exercise is better in the morning for losing weight.
Set your metabolism high for the day and you coast on.
Here we go. Let's dive in.
Bring them on.
Here we go.
All right, I'm ready.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hey,
I'm
Mike.
Trying to use the phone.
Yes, hi. You're on the air. Howdy.
Hi there. Hey, you know, one thing I think will help you motivate lose weight is why don't you tell us how much you weigh? Why are you're so afraid to tell us like a woman?
Because I'm embarrassed.
Well, won't that motivate you? You let us know how much it is and you report like once a week. That will motivate you.
Mike, to be honest, that really would.
I know.
But you really won't do it.
No, not a chance.
You're like a woman.
I am like a woman. I'm a woman. Okay, give me the vagina. Transplant the vagina.
What about the vagina?
Right now.
You're more than a woman to me.
Thank you, Buzz. I appreciate it.
There's that surgery again.
Hey, I could kill two birds with one stone.
Right.
And you're always a woman to me.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods.
Howdy, what's happening?
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I'm a gentleman of larger carriage too, but
and I love that expression of it too. I
would like to throw out this theory that it could be the hot girlfriend. With your former Mrs. O'Meara's, I don't remember you being so wrapped up in your weight like you are now.
No, Don's been with me for 20 years. I've gone through it forever. I mean, haven't I? I mean, this has been the never ending battle.
Observation.
Any change? I mean, I've talked about weight. God, I've talked about weight since we started working together.
Nah. No, not really. No, you started harping about it. That didn't have anything to do with your wives.
Yeah. I mean, it's been.
You started bitching about it when you started to get fat.
Right. Exactly. Really fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not
has nothing to do with that.
It's not your wife. Any of them? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio Gods, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Hello.
Hey, Mike, about your eating issue.
Yeah.
What time do you eat most of your calories?
3 a.m.
3 a.m.?
Just before bed.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, well, I'm sorry, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's good. That's actually a good time.
Right. See, before again, I come down here.
Again, though, hold on a second. Sorry. I must, you know, everybody dances around this because no one wants to hurt your feelings or set you off. You brought it
up. Except for you.
Well, never mind then.
No, I eat, on average, I eat the majority of my calories at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
If that was the case, you wouldn't be at a weight that, that you're embarrassed to announce. That's true.
Don't get heavy on me. I'm telling the truth. No. I eat. I am more controlled at home than I am here.
Then my
time between 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock is when a lot of my like cheating and a lot of my you don't know what I have for lunch. I sometimes overeat upstairs.
Hold on. See, this is why. Never mind. Never mind.
You're disputing whether that I eat most of my calories at home.
I would. I don't know.
I eat most of them here. When I'm being bad, it's because I eat too much here.
Believe me,
have you looked upstairs? Have you seen what I have up there?
You're going to get mad with what I have to say. Then you weigh too much for someone who only imbibes during commercial breaks.
Imbibes? You mean drinks?
Food. Yeah, food. Well, you know what I mean with food.
Right, right.
Then you weigh
too
much.
No, but it's not commercial breaks. It's the sit-down lunch that I have when I sit upstairs. I get here, and I'll dispel. Hold on. I usually get here at a little before 2 every single day.
I'm going now what you've said.
Right.
You talk about your lunch here at the station.
Yes.
You always say, I had my Subway sub, I had my low-cal chips, I had
Yeah, and you know what? Low-cal chips and all the low-cal stuff, it's just like with the Elvis syndrome. If you eat too many of them and you go over that, mm-hmm. that, you know, of late especially, if the guy's asking me the calories that have put the weight on me in the last 2 weeks, you know, the majority of the way, right upstairs. Going, eating too much, and then you throw in, you know, the little grazing stuff that's insignificant, really. I mean, as far as overall weight, but really, but you're not here. You don't see what I eat upstairs. I eat a lot. I eat a lot of food, and sometimes I eat too much. It's not like I'm eating bad food, but you can look at everything up there that says, you know, 100 calories, this, like that. If you still, if you eat too much of that, you're still going to get more calories. That's the point I'm trying to make here.
Okay.
I don't, you know, it's not like Carla goes to bed and I sneak off and I do things, but I, you know, that's where the bulk of it is, and that's what I have to get a line on.
Well, then we should just take all the food out of the studio, right? I mean, would that help you?
No, because I really it's a question of doing it. You know, sitting down and eating the right lunch when I eat it, like I did today. Had my number of points that I was going to eat, and I'm right on it now. If I don't have any, if nothing is eaten for the rest of the day. Then I will go home and I will have my normal little dinner and I will have had a good day, a healthy day. That's it.
All right, good.
I don't understand. Were you thinking that the majority of it is outside of the station?
Well, I'm going on what you had said on the air, and when you talk about your lunch at the station, mm-hmm. you always make a point of saying that I was upstairs eating stuff that wasn't bad for me.
Yeah, well, that's it. But, I mean, if you eat too much of that, too, you're going to get screwed.
Well, see, you don't – when you've mentioned that before, you don't say, like, hey, I had 5 bags of chips.
Well, how often do I talk – I don't talk about it every day, you know?
Well, sometimes you do.
Sometimes, but, I mean,
you
really –
You come down, you got crumbs on your
– But, I mean, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking Great. That I'm sitting there, like, at midnight, you know, going to the refrigerator, but I don't. That's not where it comes from.
Then
– The majority of my weight gain recently has been based on the fact that I have – I'm staying with, you know, I'm buying the right kinds of food, but I'm not staying on the kind of program that I should be staying on. That's where a lot of it has come from. And then you combine that with what I mentioned before, which is the, you know, the dinner out on the weekend, and then I'm screwed. Then I'm totally screwed. I would say that if I towed the line during the week and ate all the stuff in the right amount that I'm supposed to eat during the week, mm-hmm. I could do it once a weekend and I wouldn't have a problem. I'd still have a net loss at the end of the week, but I haven't even done that. And that's what I'm going to get back to. And Carla right now is probably nodding her head or shaking her head. I'm not sure what she is doing right now. And now you get all quiet. And you,
well,
you make
because,
me so mad.
No, because you make – you. It's like I am not here as your I'm a fat guy. I'm not here to bitch at you about your weight.
Right.
I swear to God I'm not. But when you say things that logically don't make sense, you weigh a certain
But how does that logically not make sense?
Okay, by
you can
by
eat,
your math,
right?
By your math, since we started our weight bet,
right?
You've gained weight,
right?
And you're maintaining that the only way that you've gained
I've gained 11 pounds.
I've gained
about as much as you've lost.
You've gained 11 pounds simply through eating bad Chinese food one night a week and snacking at work.
No, wrong. You didn't hear what I just said.
Or having an extravagant meal of 100 calorie packs. At
Overeating that stuff.
Well then,
guarantee that. Not doing that. You know.
But if you had two packs, it's only like 200 calories.
Yeah, exactly. If you have
so
four
you
packs,
got, you got mad.
If you have
I,
four packs, it's 400 calories.
And you got mad at me when I said you had five.
What do you mean?
You just a moment ago, I said if you have five packs of chips, and you said, I don't have five packs of chips.
When did I say that?
Less than a minute ago.
What were you talking about specifically?
when you have your Subway lunch.
Right. I don't have Subway lunch anymore.
Or whatever lunch it is you have now.
I have my little turkey and my light bread and my light mayo on my sandwich.
See, this is kind of what you say all the time about what you eat.
Yes.
So obviously, that is a lie if you are...
What are you calling me a liar?
Hold on. This is why I'm here. If that's what you eat, when you describe
you're
what
guilty
you eat,
of not paying close enough attention.
To what?
To what I say.
I just... What you just said all
I
the time...
I haven't had Subway in, decades.
Okay, well, it's the same thing. You're still describing. You're saying, I have a light sandwich with light mayo. You just said it right
two.
Now.
Okay. Two sandwiches.
That's not enough.
I have,
enough.
I have two sandwiches.
Well, that's not enough to put you over the top.
Of course it isn't.
So
what's your question?
You got mad when I said how much of the low calorie stuff.
I get mad because I am being. I get mad when because I really don't want anybody to think that I'm lying here because I'm not. I'm trying to be as honest as I can. And if somebody asks me where the bulk of my calories are taken in, I would say on an average day the bulk of my calories are taken in. In the middle of the day before, you know, the lunch hour. That's when I probably cheat the most is during lunch. That's just the truth. You know, that really is.
Okay.
You know, if you consider going out for bad food one day a week at night, you know, that can be. But, I mean, if you're talking about the majority of times, that's when I screw up the most.
Lunch.
That's when it is. Lunchtime is the bad time for me.
Okay. Well, I was working under the assumption that you were having healthy lunches upstairs because that's what you've said.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing? I'm eating healthy products, but I'm eating too much of that. That's what I'm doing. And that is, and believe me, a lot of people cheat that way.
What's the answer?
Well, I mean, you've heard people say that. You know, when that product Snackwells came out,
right. Yeah.
They said, hey, you eat Snackwells. Well, you know, if you eat enough Snackwells, it's a net gain. Because it's the same amount of calories normally, and that's it doesn't matter what it says on the packaging. Just because something is supposed to be light or something's supposed to be low calorie, 100 calorie, if you eat too many of them, you're going to get fat again.
Just be happy with yourself. That's all.
No.
Please.
No.
Please be happy with yourself.
No.
Acid reflux?
Yeah.
What did you have last night?
Last night I had... two turkey cutlets. Wait a minute. Two turkey cutlets?
You say last night was a bad night, right?
Yeah, it was a bad night after
candy.
I last night was absolutely... Carla doesn't even know this. Last night was two turkey cutlets with... I don't know if I had rice or vegetables.
Okay.
But that was my lunch, my dinner, rather, yeah. That I had. And then Carla said, I told her what I had done during the day. And she goes, okay, then that's it. So Carla, oddly enough, Carla wanted to go upstairs and watch The Biggest Loser. A show I hate.
Ironic, huh?
I hate that show. I hate that show. So I stayed downstairs and watched House. And she was upstairs. And during that period of time, I had two of the regular size peanut M&M's bags.
Then you did exactly
And that's just absolutely screwed.
You did exactly what you just said you weren't doing.
I never said I wasn't doing anything.
No, you
I'm
said,
saying the bulk of my calories are eaten during the middle of the day.
You said, but I don't go home at night and, like, hide from Carla and eat
Very
food.
Rare. That was a very rare occurrence.
Almost never.
No, I mean, no, not even almost. But I mean, she and I are usually together in the house,
right.
And I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
And I also had a, this is so gross. I am so embarrassed. I had a tin of sardines. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's actually good for you.
Yeah, kiss me.
Why?
Sardines and M&M's?
Why did you have sardines?
Because I had because yesterday I was feeling very depressed because I went out and bought the fat soup.
So you
see, people don't realize
so you ate a can of sardines.
People that are fat will understand this.
Sure. I get
people
it.
That are fat will understand when you're depressed because you got fat, you will compensate for that by saying, "Oh, F it." And you'll just eat. And I ate some Oreos, and I ate a peanut butter cookie last night.
Oh, it's all coming out now.
Yeah, I ate like a wild animal last night. I ate until I couldn't eat anymore.
This just started with two bags of peanut M&M's, and now we got sardines and
peanut butter.
And
Oreos, the little Oreos. Packet of Oreos.
Oreos.
A little sensible pack of Oreos. Oreos.
Sardines and oil or mustard?
Water.
Oh, well, then you're fine.
Sardines are good for you.
Yeah. Yeah, very good for me.
I didn't know that anyone bought them anymore.
You didn't need the sardines.
Can I say this really? And please back me up on this. Please back me up.
What's that?
Last night, as far as, you know, weekday nights for the last few months is one of the worst nights at home I've had as far as cheating and throwing caution to the wind. I am usually... And that's not because of my own willpower. That's because
why would I back you up?
Because you give me that look like I'm lying, and I'm not lying. I'm not lying, and I'm not being dishonest with myself.
Why would I give you a look that you're lying when you say I don't eat behind Carlo's back? Then you say, okay, I had two packets of M&M's, and it's okay. I really had two bags of M&M's and sardines. Okay, and I also what was the other thing?
All right,
cookies and peanut butter.
It's not bad enough that I'm being honest about what I'm doing here. It's like I am trying to tell you that where I believe I have fallen down on this has been primarily what happens here at the station. That's over the last month. That's where I've had the majority of times. At home, honestly, Carl and I have dinner together.
Mike,
we go upstairs. We watch TV.
I am very sorry. Our time is up for this session.
All right.
We will see you next week.
I look forward to it. I look forward to
if
chatting.
You need anything,
about it.
Of course, you have my
this
home
is,
number
do
and
you
my
think
cell
this,
number.
Do you think, with my competitive nature, this might end? No, this isn't going to motivate me. This is going to pound me down even further. No, I'm going to see what happens. I don't know. I need a psychiatrist.
We all do.
I need a. Well, we all do. Yeah, we obviously all do. But I mean, the fact that I need a specific weight psychiatrist. Uh-huh. You know.
Hypnotism.
Maybe I am. You know,
oh
maybe
my God.
The key
Don't
is. You know
say
what the,
that. You're going to have every goddamn hypnotist in the world calling
you. You know what
now.
The deal is? Maybe the fact is, you know what I'm. You know, maybe I am telling the ultimate lie. And maybe the ultimate lie is I am kind of happy with myself.
And why? And
I'm maybe I'm just making this up. I don't like being fat. I'd like to be thinner, but I'm not all that unhappy.
Well, there you go.
In fact, I'm blissfully happy.
I think
in
you
many,
should roll with that.
Many
then.
Areas of my personal life, I am blissfully happy. Blissfully happy.
That's everything.
My professional life, as it stands right now, I'm very happy. I love coming to work every day. Love doing this job. But, you know, the weight would make me happier.
Weight, schmate.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm fine. I'll be all right. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right.
I'll see if I can knock off a quick five.
Five what? Packs of...
cigarettes.
Oh, cigarettes.
Chewing gum. Or the new Reese's Snackers. Have you seen those?
No, what are those?
100 calories a pack. They have a little Reese's cereal in them, and they have the little peanut butter chips that you put in cookies.
You're funny.
And they have Reese's Pieces.
You're funny.
100 calories. I'll bring one down for you.
We have some here.
I've got a whole drawer of them upstairs.
I didn't know that.
And that was a problem for me last week.
Sure.
We'll see. Now more truth comes out.
Mm-hmm. About what I'm telling, I told you I eat most of my crap. There's a lot of stuff, but I'm not getting. Do not throw any of that stuff away.
Why?
Because that's my lunch. I eat my lunch here.
What if we just throw the bad stuff away?
The bad stuff is not bad stuff if I eat the right amount of bad stuff. If you want Joe to, like, dole it out to me every day, you know, where I get a specific amount that I'm allowed to eat.
You'll kill him.
I will kill him. You would not.
He wouldn't do it either.
That's
you,
right.
You would not. You would. You don't respect anybody on this show enough to do a deal a meal with you. And like I say that with love, I wouldn't either.
No, I.
Like, could you picture, like, Buzz saying to me, you can't eat that? You know, I'd say, hey, come here. I'm going to beat your ass. You'd be the same way, Mike.
Can I say this, though, really, when you do have a good week, you have a good 3 or 4 days.
Right.
It makes a difference. You feel it immediately.
That's true.
People say, hey, what do they say? I look at food and I put weight on. It's the same way when you stop eating food.
That's true.
You immediately feel a difference. I do. I feel a difference every time I do it.
Why don't you stop right now?
All right. Done.
No food for the rest of today's show.
Absolutely.
Can we bring all the food down here?
Oh, I don't know if that's possible.
Can we? How much do you have? Can
no,
we...
don't mess with my food upstairs. I rarely go upstairs to cheat. I go to Joe's room to cheat. Joe will tell you that. Joe doesn't have a lot of food back there now anyway. Joe, do I not do most of my cheating at the station in your room?
I don't know nothing.
No, come on. Sir, be honest. Be honest, Joe.
Joe, really,
you joke with me about it.
There'll be no retribution here, Joe. Does Mike cheat in your room?
Joe knows I don't care if he says that.
This is where Mike does most of his grazing.
It is true. And Joe, would it be safe to say you're a little light back there now, right?
Yeah. But at the same time, Mike, you don't really go crazy back here, so I don't think this is the source of your problem.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's a cumulative effect of a lot of other things.
Everything.
But believe me, it starts there, man. It starts there. When he's got a little something that I... Because if I do that, then by the time I get home, I want to have more food than I should want.
Intervention time.
Like cut me off back there?
Joe?
I will accept that from
Joe. Hey, Joe?
Yes?
Go upstairs, take all Mike's food out.
What's that? Oh, okay.
What?
Intervention time, Mike.
No, that's my lunch. That's you're screwing with my whole program there if I want to stay on it.
How about we just take away just the snacky packs?
Done. Take them, get them out. You know what? I think they're crap anyway. I think they're real bad for me. I think I got to find a better alternative.
Are we going to open the door and thousands of boxes of snacky packs?
No. You know what? Take my little bags of Snackers. Those little things. Take those, but leave me the breakfast things. The little 100 calorie granola bars, because that is part of my
granola
routine.
I'll bring them down for an accounting.
Okay.
All right. Chop chop.
Now this is food that I. This is not food. You know, it's not like this is one day's supply.
But this is the food that you say has put you over the top,
right? These little Snackers, you can chuck them. I think they're bad news. They are bad news. It's like having candy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, we got to hit a break here. Hello.
Mike?
Yes, sir, ma'am.
Please don't go on a diet, please. I don't want to be let down again.
I'm sorry. I might just do that. I might do it. But hey, but you know, you got to. Hey, don't fear not. It's 'tis the holiday season.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike. I just want to tell you to embrace your fatness. You're not really fat until you're wheelchair fat.
Until you're what?
Wheelchair fat. You're not wheelchair fat, Mike.
No, I'm not. No.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's happening?
I got two subjects. Mike?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, man. The thing is, the reason why you're fat, you are happy with your life. You have a beautiful wife. You have a great job. You got...
I'm not married, sir. I have a beautiful girlfriend.
Well, you got a beautiful girlfriend. Okay, man. I'm sorry for the presumptuous. The thing is, if you do want to lose that weight, there's this thing called a crack diet.
Oh, yeah, crack.
There you go.
All right. Okay.
Joe has just brought my stuff down.
Thank you, my friend. What do we got there, Joe?
Well, we got the aforementioned Reese's Snacksters, the Blueberry Special K bars, the Chips Ahoy Chewy Granola bars.
What's the calorie on that?
100 calories, but that doesn't count when you eat a whole box.
Right, right.
These are supposed
Hey, a-hole, I don't eat a whole box.
Yes,
he can do that, you can't.
A box
all right?
is supposed to last you a week.
I know, but I don't do that.
Well, hold on.
And then we have Quaker Chewy Oatmeal Raisins bar and,
what?
Snacksters 100 Calorie Hershey's Kisses Packs.
I talked about that. Why are you...
This
is
a fallacy of American marketing.
Right.
All right?
Right.
This does not help anybody.
Right.
I like it when Joe is going to get up on his soapbox.
I like Joe giving me crap.
Lecturing, yes.
Hey, I lost 35 pounds just because I curbed my drinking. So, you know, I used to be 240.
Well, you know, as I've said to Don many, many times, I've always said this, you're a better man than I. I've said that time and time again.
I know
again.
It's taken six years, but better, I knew one day you'd see it my way.
Brighter.
Now, hold on.
More successful.
Didn't we just have that meeting where you guys said you liked each other?
I've never liked him.
Oh, come on.
Never even remotely. I've come never gotten on. Over the day that he did that to me.
For what, the forget it, I'm halfway home?
Yes, yes. That's where it started. That's where it started, where I forgot to put him on a guest list.
All right, well, he's got your bag of goodies
I don't
now.
Like piling on. I don't accept piling on. That is not fair.
But, Mike.
What?
Someday you'll be that good. You'll be as good as him.
Someday I will be just right. Like Joe.
But you must apply yourself.
I have to, and believe me, I know I have to work harder at it.
Please.
I truly do.
Can you imagine if that was your reward?
Or my role model?
If God said to you, lose weight and you'll look like Joe.
If that was the case, I would go across the street and get a chocolate cake.
Before we go to break, let's not forget the message.
There are increasing numbers of AIDS cases in retirement communities. You didn't think retirees were just playing golf and bridge, did you? Isn't it time you spoke to your parents or grandparents about safe sex? CBS cares.
Sure they do.
Fellas my age generally call me GW.
You know, if anybody has to do that, I think they're going to have to get Hector Elizondo to do it.
Yeah,
we ain't going in looking guilty.
No, we're not. Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.